The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I'm here this morning excited to bring you a great topic about protein and what the confusion is out there about protein supplements. You can go to any convenience store, grocery store, local drugstore, nutrient store. If you Google protein, it brings up all this confusion. Discount stores, what's a good protein? You can spend $10 or you can spend $80 on protein. What is really the difference? And do we need to consume protein? Should we be on a protein supplement? Is it just for bodybuilders? I have a great guest with me this morning, and we're going to break protein down for you. Let everybody know what protein is, who should be on protein, and really honestly, probably all of us could use a little bit more protein intake, and we don't really get enough from our diets, but protein is a confusion, just like supplements that we've brought to you on this show. I have Adam, who is a senior functional medicine consultant, been 22 years with Metagenics, here this morning with me, has worked with multiple doctors in the Dr. Adkins, and welcome.
Well, thanks for having me, Doctor.
This morning, Adam, you bring a lot of knowledge, a lot of background in proteins. I know you've been over to our office this week, been doing a lot of training, and you can never learn enough about what's out there. It's a constant battle. People always tell me, why are you out of the office, you know, these long weekends doing, you know, seminars, doing this? The world changes, proteins change, supplements change, and it's really exciting. You know, my practice, we do a lot of preventative medicine, a lot of wellness. I'm a family nurse practitioner. We treat high blood pressure, you know, diabetes, hyperlipidemia. And the big goal is to try to get people off a lot of the medications out there that actually may be poisoning them.
Yes.
We do a lot of medical weight loss. And it's not, we're not just a clinic where you come in, you get this B vitamin shot, you spend, you know, $59 and get a series of vitamin injections and you're on your way out the door. We're really about lifestyle change, really preventative and how you can get healthier and really prevent yourself. But this morning, we're going to talk about protein and really some of the misconceptions out there. You can go down the grocery store. There's aisles and aisles of it now. Yeah. When you go to Costco, you go to Sam's, there's big bags of it. There's little bags of it. There's containers of it. We got whey. We got soy. The new thing with pea. It's so confusing to the consumer what is actually good. And are them over-the-counter products really good? But let's talk a little bit about protein and why people need protein this morning and what it really is.
Well, it's interesting. When we take a look at protein, when you take a look at like a registered dietitian's approach on protein, they're just saying protein, you need a certain amount of it. But the latest science is very interesting. When you look at protein, let's understand what it makes in the body. It's not just for muscle builders, okay? Proteins are chains of amino acids, things like proline, lysine, glycine, cysteine. If it has an I-N-E at the end of it, it's an amino acid, okay? And you'll often see it on the label in the better proteins, broken down and back. They work as building blocks for everything in your body. It's not just muscle, skin, hair, even immune cells are made out of protein. So any sort of matter, hard matter in your body, there's even protein in blood known as albumin. So when it comes to protein, we need it everywhere in our body. No ifs, no ands, no buts. And it's really important to understand that protein is not just any protein. Different proteins have different types of applications, and some proteins tend to be more problematic or have problems with them on the intake in larger groups of the population.
There's a lot out there when you read. We've done a lot about food labels and looking at supplement labels. And way down in the bottom, where you need that magnifying glass to read it, it has... You read a bottle of protein, it's the same way as looking at supplements. They're not all alike. No. And they have a lot of stuff in it that may not be great for your body to be consuming at the bottom of that label. Mm. Can you tell us a little bit about what people should be looking for when they're buying a protein and you know, why they don't want that garbage,
Well, you are properly naming it garbage. In the same way we call the standard American diet, we give it the acronym of SAD. There are some SAD proteins out there, and they should rightfully have a frowny face on them. If you take a look at proteins, many times these muscle drinks will have casein as a protein. Casein is highly allergenic, okay? So individuals will take these, may help slightly in regards to building muscle. It tends not to be the best what's known as biological value or nitrogen content to build muscle, but it's a cheap source of it. It's in a lot of these muscle builder drinks out there, and it's going to end up making you bloat and could lead to further problems later on as it relates to digestive disorders all the way to allergies. So it's important to understand that certain proteins may even be allergenic, and we want to keep our eye on that.
That milk protein is a big issue. We actually do food sensitivity testing in my office, and I'll tell you, 90% of people come back sensitive to casein.
Oh, my goodness. It's a big one, isn't it?
It is a big one, and bloating and water retention. People think that they're doing the right thing if they're on a weight loss supplement, they're trying to build muscle, or they're even using it as a meal replacement, which we're going to talk about later today about meal replacement and the whole myth behind that and taking a protein drink for that. It's a huge problem out there, but it doesn't say that on the label when you're walking down the grocery store.
No, it does not say that. And, you know, us taking a look at different types of protein that are better for you or not as good for you, that's an important thing. But did you know that besides the aspect of proteins which may not be good for you, different proteins have different applications when it comes to different disease states?
Yes. What's a big myth about soy?
Soy,
whey, casein.
Oh, my goodness
gracious. We're going to let everybody know today.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, you know, the bottom line on soy is very, very interesting. Soy itself is something called, and it's a big old name, it's a selective estrogen response modulator. It's known as a SERM, okay? And they found out that what soy actually does is it doesn't activate. Everybody always says, ooh, soy, it's like estrogen. It doesn't activate what's known as the alpha receptor site of estrogen like hormone replacement therapy does, okay, or like your own estrogens. It actually activates, and they found this out about 18 years ago in studies, that it activated the beta receptor site, which, by the way, is not anabolic like soy, not leading to the issues of the estrogens. But if you activate the beta receptor site, it's protective of the central nervous system, it's protective of bones, and protective of the cardiovascular system. So it has all these great protective effects. But when it comes to soy, you have to make sure that you're getting non-GMO. Because when you get GMO, it actually changes the actual ratios of the main constituents in there, possibly leading to further problems down the way. So always look for non-GMO soy, and you'll be safe. And the NIH agrees with me on this one, because they did their original research on non-GMO soy, showing it not only to be safe, but really effective. And by the way, really good for individuals with cardiovascular disease. That tends to be a better soy for cardiovascular disease. But there are other choices for other problems.
There you go. So the myths of soy are out there, and we've told you one tip on what you need to look at. Mm-hmm. And as I've been telling everybody all week long, some of this stuff may surprise you on the show, because we've been preaching that soy is bad for you. Don't take a supplement with soy, but you're probably not going to find a non-GMO soy over the counter or walking down that, you know, grocery store or the drugstore.
96% of all soys are GMO these days.
Wow.
And you'll usually only find the non-GMOs in something called medical foods. I know that you've done the research to be able to make sure you get that within the center there, and that's you've done the great due diligence in that area, and I applaud you for that.
Protein shakes and medical foods, they're not the same.
Yeah, yeah. There's a big difference there. You know, you can have a shake, and it can be even tasty, too. You know, it's great, and it may even make you feel good, you know. But here's what a medical food is. And if you see the words medical food on the front, you should take a big old deep breath in and feel really good when you see it. Let me tell you why. It's because a medical food actually has research, published research in these peer-reviewed journals that says and proves that it can help human beings for specific disease states. Okay? It's almost like taking like a prescription. All right? And by the way, so A, for it to be a medical food, and that's a designation by the FDA, by the way, medical food, it has to have studies on human beings showing conclusively that it can help with those problems. Second of all, it also has to contain something called GRAS ingredients, G-R-A-S. It stands for generally regarded as safe. That sounds sort of calm. But what basically it is those ingredients, which are GRAS ingredients, the only ingredients you can find in a medical food, they've been studied by the NIH with an extremely amount of great due diligence in regards to safety and efficacy. So they're extremely effective ingredients, and they're extremely safe. So you get safety, you get efficacy, you get human studies. This stuff will do something. You don't know with just a regular shake what it'll do.
You know, I was walking around knowing that we were going to do this show because I wanted to see what people were seeing, because when I go out to Costco, I don't buy, or when you go out to say, I don't buy protein powders over the counter because of all my background and, you know, clinical research, I have to have something in my practice that is supported by clinical research. And I know that it's going to be good for somebody. But can you find a protein that has non-GMO in it over the counter?
It's relatively rare. I mean, you know, right now, a GMO has gotten into so many different crops. It's interesting because, you know, there are farmers. If you're across the street and you have a farm across the street from a farm that has GMO crops, if all of a sudden, and this is, by the way, a legal fact, if all of a sudden some of the actual pollen or some of the actual leaves or some of the seeds get onto your crop, okay, then the company, one of the companies being Monsanto, actually owns your crop, and it becomes GMO because it intertwines with it on a genetic basis. So you really need to have sources to be able to get good forms of whey and good forms of pea and rice and soy. You need to have sources which are nowhere near the other crops, okay? So you have to do the due diligence. So the answer to your question is you mostly don't see it on the store shelves. You have to work with what's known as professional lines of supplements, which can document that their sources are non-GMO.
The other thing that I'm seeing out there, too, on the protein powders is functional food, which is not the same as medical food.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that we're seeing out there, too. And then another thing that's coming on the labels is pharmaceutical grade. So people think that it's medical grade because they're using these terms and these words in marketing to manipulate the consumer to believe, because now we want you to be on medical food or that supplement that doesn't have this non-GMO in it. And boy, we talked last week about gluten-free and how it's on everything. They're even putting it on chicken now, gluten-free.
There you go.
When we return, I'm going to be talking with Adam Banning from Metagenics about medical food and inflammatory disease and some of the conditions that you can use for medical food. I am your host, Dr. Kristi Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200, and my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Days, saving money is more important than ever, and nobody knows more about saving you money on car insurance than Geico. In fact, we could save you hundreds of dollars in just minutes. Call or visit geico.com today and see how much you could save.
Hey, what's up? It's Carlos Diaz from Carlos and Dana in the Morning here on KXNT, and I've got a big announcement. I have lost 20 pounds in the month of January alone thanks to Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's right. Dr. Kristi Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, put me on a plan on January 1st. I've stuck to it, and I've lost 20 pounds in the month of January. Unbelievable. And I don't feel hungry. I feel great. If you want to lose weight, you've got to go to Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, 702-731-1200, or go to vitalitymedicalwellness.com. 20 pounds in 1 month. You can do it too, and you'll feel great because they tailor a nutritional program for you. Notice I didn't say diet. They don't want you to starve yourself. They want you to eat healthy and feel great at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. 20 pounds in 1 month? It can happen. I'm living proof. 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200.
What happened to Vegas? When did the strip become all about high-priced purses, designer denim, velvet ropes, and popped collars? When did buffets start seeming more like ultra loungers and DJs start getting paid like QBs? When did Vegas become this mind-boggling, swirling, Category 5 scenester cyclone raining down fakes and phonies onto a big, fancy-pants party? A great getaway has turned into some sort of haughty-gaughty, hoity-toity ego trip. Even Liberace would be blushing at this body-sprayed, bedazzled hot mess. What happened to fun? Real fun for real people. Well, it's about time the real people take a stand and take Vegas back. Visit TakeVegasBack.com to sign the Every Manifesto Pledge and help us rededicate Vegas to real fun for real people. You'll get the real deal room rate and a Take Vegas Back card, giving you more epic fun and real good times at the Stratosphere. Stratosphere Hotel, Casino, Tower, Las Vegas.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
News and information with Nate Tannenbaum.
We just got our brand new White Castle earlier this week, and it closed yesterday afternoon. Well, it closed again this morning.
The would-be customers showing up this morning were very disappointed, but mostly understanding.
The morning news from 6 to 9 a.m. on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We're back with Adam Banning, who's been with Metagenics for 22 years. He's a senior functional medicine consultant and brings a wealth of knowledge to the show this morning. And I want to thank you for bringing the knowledge to our listeners this morning and really bringing out, we've been talking about protein and what people need to know when they're walking down that aisle, what type of protein people should have. Should they be just buying any type of protein? Does everyone need protein? And we've kind of been talking a little bit this morning about some of the myths out there that protein's really not just for the bodybuilders or when you're at the gym hearing people talk about protein and protein powders and bars and what type of things out there people need to be aware of. I want to talk a little bit about, we mentioned how proteins are different, and for each medical problem or each condition or symptom that people are having, not all proteins are alike. I think we probably shocked people a little bit about how soy is not absolutely bad for you. It just needs to be the right soy in our first portion of the program. And let's talk a little bit about inflammatory. I know there's a lot of people out there that suffer from inflammation. Most people do at some point in time in their life, whether it be, you know, arthritis, whether it be joint pain, whether it be, you know, stomach problems. How many people do you see come in with reflux and all these issues out there? And there's typically a pill prescribed for everything and then another pill prescribed for the side effects of that pill. But inflammation is a big problem out there, and it's not always going on, you know, an NSAID or one of these medications out there that have a million side effects, Adam.
Yeah. When you take a look at inflammation, it was clearly pointed out in Time magazine in the 1990s where they had this big old sign. It was inflammation. There was fire in the background on the front page there. And basically, it pointed out that every single chronic disorder, every single thing that you suffer from that doesn't go away, has some way, shape, or form, it's been connected, caused by, or promoted by inflammation. So inflammation is a big issue amongst the entire population. Medical foods out there right now are making some major strides in inflammation and really getting a good protein. We spoke of before, a non-GMO and so on and so forth. The better proteins you'll usually find do come from medical foods because they're actually at a grade which can only be recommended by a practitioner such as yourself. And we really want to keep an eye on making sure that we have the highest grade for individuals. For inflammation, as a basic rule, a rice protein tends to be a better protein. It tends to be the most hypoallergenic of the proteins. We want to keep down those immune responses, because we're dealing with people with flared up immune responses. We want to be able to help people with such things as herbs like turmeric, things like ginger, rosemary, quercetin. These are really, really helpful anti-inflammatory phytonutrients with a great deal of research to them. And also in addition to that, there's a great deal of research on something called SCRMs. It stands for Selective Kinase Response Modulators. What it really means is inside every single cell of your body, there are these things known as kinases. They're communicators. And if you communicate with them really well with things like hops and things like turmeric and things like rosemary and things like oleanolic acid or olive leaf extract, they're finding out in studies that you can make sure that on the inside of the cell, inflammation doesn't start. And that's where inflammation starts, in the inside of the cell. So if you combine all these things together, you'll end up with a great medical food. One of the medical foods which has the most research right now is something called Ultra Inflamix Plus 360. And it's an amazing medical food. The research on it's pretty profound. They did studies in the University of Monash in Australia, and the studies had shown a 62% decrease in the number of swollen joints in rheumatoid arthritis patients. And this was just within a period of 6 weeks. This is a real major issue. I don't know if any of your viewers out there have seen rheumatoid arthritis, swollen knuckles, deformed shaped hands and feet and in different parts of the body. And really drastically helping these folks in 6 weeks is at the level of mana. It's at the level of miracle, as seen by many of the practitioners who've actually reviewed the research on this.
So patients that will have even a little bit of inflammation, or if they're having osteoarthritis and they're on them anti-inflammatories, really can benefit from this type of supplement. And some of the other big things, too, that this can be used for is really typically anybody that has inflammation, correct?
Most definitely. There's such a wide variety of disorders. And on top of that, this formula itself is probably one of the better anti-aging formulas out there as well. It's so interesting. It can be used on things like psoriasis. It can be used on things such as inflammatory bowel or colitis. Many, many different disorders, individuals with certain forms of allergies and asthma. It's shown to be very helpful, according to research, fibromyalgia, a wide variety of disorders. But the interesting point about it is that it has what's known as a high ORAC value. That means the ability to quench free radicals. And the number one reason why people actually age prematurely is because free radicals are attacking their cells. And when they duplicate their cells, which everybody duplicates cells in your body, your cells don't last as long as you do. They live a certain life, and then they make a new cell from the DNA inside the actual nucleus of that cell. When they duplicate, it's sort of like making a copy of a copy of a copy on a Xerox machine. If you have lots of free radicals, the final copy doesn't look good, and that's premature aging. A formula like this to quench those free radicals allows you to make clean copies and stay younger longer.
You know, I laugh about that, because if you tell a woman that they can take a supplement that's going to prevent aging, they're going to go buy it right now.
one actually has science to it.
This one has science to it. Yeah. So it's not going to be one of them products out there that you're seeing that's preventing aging. And I laugh about that. If you tell them that it has all these benefits that for inflammation in their joint and their heart, but if you tell them it's going to be an anti-aging product, they're on it.
Oh, my goodness. One of the interesting points about this is, the reason why I personally take this formula every single day, and most people tell me, I'm 55 years old, most people tell me I look like I'm in my early 40s. And the reason why is because it actually helps with the gastrointestinal tract, it helps with liver detox, and it's anti-inflammatory all in one. So it's an amazing overall wellness supplement, but if you do have a true inflammatory issue, it's amazing and well-studied for that as well.
So a lot of people that are suffering from reflux, even high blood pressure, high cholesterol, can benefit from this type of supplement.
Most definitely.
Is there anybody that really can't benefit from it? It sounds like this is a supplement that can be used for anybody out there that wants to prevent aging, or even just getting that muscle ache, that joint pain, the little signs of aging that we experience as we get a little bit older.
To be quite honest, there is one category which it is contraindicated, and we want to make sure that individuals don't take it along with blood thinners. Okay? You can take it along with aspirin. That's not a problem. But if you're taking it with Coumadin or Warfarin, things like that, that can be a possible problem as it relates to using what's known as the same liver enzyme pathway. But everybody besides that, perfectly fine, safe, efficacious, and you just feel good.
So it can really affect that medication that they're on. But if they've been on it in the past, it's okay to take this
in the past,
product right
okay,
now.
Take it now, just as long as they aren't currently on it.
Yes. And so is there any other product or protein out there that people with inflammation or joint pain that you would recommend that they be on?
Well, it's really, really interesting. When you take a look at the anti-inflammatories that are currently out there right now, the NSAIDs, something's called COX-2 inhibitors, Okay. These specific products have been shown to be very helpful for blocking the pain. But when you really take a look at the situation, they will block the pain, but they many times will inhibit healing if you have an injury. Okay? They many times, according to certain studies, like the pharmaceutical Vioxx was taken off the marketplace because it increased the risk to stroke and to gastrointestinal bleeding. And you'll find that a lot, especially with an over-the-counter NSAIDs. According to numerous studies, 1 in 20 individuals clinically will be found with excessive GI bleeding on just taking these NSAIDs, these over-the-counter pain relievers. The great thing about utilizing a formula like this is you have none of those downsides, yet you have that great anti-inflammatory effect. Also, another formula which is great with that is a formula called Caprex. And Caprex is an amazing anti-inflammatory formula which was shown to be as effective as the number one COX-2 inhibitor out there right now, the pharmaceutical version of that NSAID, okay? So it's as effective with none of the possible side effects of increasing such things as stroke and increasing the risk of gastrointestinal bleeding.
Adam, and this is what we do at Vitality. You may be on some of these medications out there that we're mentioning, or you may be taking this ibuprofen and Aleve and these products over the counter for your joint pain, but ultimately it's probably really hurting you out there. And now they even have these medications out there where they're adding the blockers to block the acid and prevent ulcers from it. So like I said, you get a medication, we add another medication to prevent the problems that may occur with that type of medication out there. But how you can really come at it from a different approach, and we put on a simple supplement that has clinical research to back it and show that you can decrease inflammation in the body. And women, yes, we did say anti-aging.
There you go. Well, also, I'd really like to applaud you. I'd visited your center there, and I was really quite impressed at the due diligence you folks put into learning this information, staying on the cutting edge. So many practitioners will literally stand there, and they will say, I know the information. I'm just going to go and dispense. But you understand something which is important. I think all doctors understand. The information changes and changes and gets better, and you're always sharpening your saw to be able to make sure you get the best and most efficacious outcomes for your patients. So I applaud you for that. I visited literally thousands of centers, and I'd like to put you at the top of the list there. You're doing a great job.
Thanks, Adam. When we return with Adam Banning from Metagenics, we're going to continue to talk about proteins and some supplements that may help you with medical conditions. We're going to talk a little bit about hormone balance when we come back. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
All right, I know we all make ourselves promises this time of year, and they're difficult to stick to, aren't they? Well, you have one resolution that's easy. It's simple, in fact. Ovation Cell Therapy for thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair. Hey there, it's Dana Roselli from Carlos and Dana in the Morning. You've got to get the Ovation Cell Therapy system now and look your best for 2015. Ovation Cell Therapy can help your hair look healthy again. You've heard me talk about Ovation Cell Therapy and how great my hair looks and feels, thicker and stronger, the split ends and dryness are gone. My hair is healthy again, and yours can be too. I walked into work the other day and my coworker Melissa said, "Hey, are you using Ovation Cell Therapy?" I said, "Yes, can you tell?" She said, "Yes, I can." She even said her hairdresser recommended it to her. She couldn't wait to log on to ovationhair.com and select KXNT to receive her special introductory discount. And you can do the same. Do it now, in fact. If you aren't 100% satisfied, you're going to get your money back guaranteed. Go to ovationhair.com and choose KXNT at checkout. ovationhair.com.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The king of romance, Engelbert Humperdinck, performing his greatest hits live in concert. The Smith Center, February 15th. Tickets starting at only $29 are on sale now at thesmithcenter.com.
Please release me, let me go.
An evening with Engelbert Humperdinck.
Tell me, when will you be mine?
For more information, see Engelbert.com.
The move to shop local is gaining ground across America, especially right here in Las Vegas. As part of the local community for 39 years, One Hour Air Conditioning and Heating has been proud to serve the residents and businesses that make Las Vegas such a great place to live and grow. Go local and get a $59 tune-up. Call 702-583-4010 today.
We're always on time.
Limitations and restrictions apply. Licensed in the state of Nevada, number 51349.
We're the stronger-than-we-look type.
I've had type 1 diabetes since I was 2.
The braver-than-you-think type.
I have to take insulin shots every single day.
The type that sees the odds and says they're meant to be overcome.
The research JDRF is funding, it's life-changing.
We're the plan-for-a-cure type.
When I grow up, I hope type 1 diabetes will be something I used to have.
The closer-than-you-think type.
Things like the artificial pancreas, they aren't ideas. They're happening right now.
The type that will stop at nothing.
No more blood sugar tests.
Absolutely nothing.
No more insulin shots.
Until type 1 becomes type none.
Support JDRF, the world's largest funder of type 1 diabetes research. So one day you can say, I helped turn type 1 into type none. Join us now at JDRF.org and spread the word. Hashtag type none.
If it's news, we're talking about it. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com, and my office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm back with Adam Banning from Metagenics, who's got 22 years of experience. And we've been talking about some of the medical conditions that people can benefit from really supplementation from proteins. And when we went to break, I mentioned that we're going to talk a little bit about hormone balance and the term estrogen dominance. It's a big term out there. You put it into Google, it brings up all this research that scares people. And in a little bit of a way, it should scare people because we get estrogen everywhere. The water bottles we drink out of, the foods that we're eating are injected with hormones. Mm-hmm. To make them bigger, better, fatter, make more money. But what's happening is when we're eating these products, we're ingesting these hormones and we're getting that, you know, belly fat where the estrogen is stored. We're not getting rid of it from our bodies. I kind of scare men a little bit when they come into my practice and tell them, you know, you're struggling with weight. You've got this belly fat. You need to get an estrogen level done. We need to see where your hormone balance is because it's more than just checking your testosterone levels. It's got to be all in sync. I always say that the body works just like your car does. You can't go in and get a oil change and expect that you're going to come out and not have another problem. It's all your body works the same way. Everything works together. And women too, as women age and as we, you know, have a decline in our hormones, there's a big myth out there that you think that once you go into menopause that you may not be estrogen dominant, but really you could be, right, Adam?
It's a possibility, most definitely. You know, estrogen dominance is a big issue out there right now. It's according to certain 10 statewide studies, 34% of all women between the ages of 18 and 48 have estrogen dominance. It's a big, big population out there. It's called PMS. The rough versions of PMS where you're actually losing work is known as late luteal phase defect. Basically speaking, you have two different parts of your cycle. The first part of your cycle is your follicular phase. That's the first 14 days. You'd have mostly estrogen then. All of a sudden, there's a structure inside a woman's body that bursts, known as the corpus luteum, and it releases progesterone. The estrogen has to become the subordinate or the lesser of the two different hormones, and progesterone should be the dominant hormone. But you got to get the estrogen out of your system to make that happen. So your body says, how do I get it out of here? It binds it to bile. And bound to bile, it goes down the gastrointestinal tract, down the small intestines, into the colon area, and supposedly it gets it out of the body. But one big problem out there right now, the big problem has to do with digestion. So many women out there right now have PMS or have aches and pains during their period. They also have a gastrointestinal issue known as constipation. That's a big issue because when you have constipation, you make these enzymes that actually break the bond between the bile and the estrogen as it's trying to get out the back door to the toilet, and it makes the estrogen get cleaved away and it gets absorbed back into the body. So you have a big amount of estrogen again. Estrogen dominance, big, big issue. There's lots of great ways to be able to help with that. One of them actually is something called Lactobacillus acidophilus, and the most effective way to be able to inhibit that enzyme, which allows the estrogen to build up again, is a specific form of Lactobacillus acidophilus known as the NCFM strain of Lactobacillus acidophilus. By far, hands down, the most effective way of doing that. That's I know a company, our company has a couple other companies have it. It's called Ultraflora, and that's an amazing intestinal booster there. But that's one aspect of estrogen dominance. The most holistic approach towards dealing with really bad estrogen dominance like PMS and things like endometriosis is another medical food, since we were talking about proteins and medical foods, and that's known as estrium. Estrium deals with a really wide variety of ways to deal with hormones themselves and estrogen. It helps you to be able to make proper amounts of estrogen so you don't make too much. It helps you to be able to clear them out of the body. It helps you to be able to make sure that they bind to your cells properly and don't overactivate your cells, leading to problems which may be such things as increased risk of breast cancer. And it also protects your cells from the free radicals related to excessive amounts of estrogen. Altogether, with things such as the rice protein, which is a great base for it, with B vitamins, choline, magnesium, resveratrol, chrysin, such things as isoflavones in there, and curcuminoids, vitamin E, beta carotene, all of these things have been studied once again in peer-reviewed journals on human beings who have excessive amounts of estrogen. Actually, in one clinical study, it had actually shown that people with really, really bad PMS, what's known as this late luteal phase defect, had a 49% reduction in their symptoms in just 1 month period of time, which is amazing because these people are losing days. They have such bad PMS.
So they need to, you know, do a lifestyle change, really balance the diet, and really get on a supplement, because we're exposed to estrogen no matter where we go nowadays. It's really going to be hard for somebody to avoid that. So knowing that, you need to come in, get on a couple supplements. We mentioned, like you said, a probiotic. This probiotic, you're not going to go get at your local grocery store. It has to be this strain-specific probiotic that's going to help with these symptoms.
Most definitely. And, you know, when it comes to monitoring, it's important. You should never overlook PMS. If you have PMS and you don't defecate or go to the bathroom once a day for a number two, bottom line on the whole thing is this: you should be coming into Dr. Thomas's practice, sitting down and really taking a look to make sure that your risk factors are lowered. And she'll also help you lower a lot of the symptomology. You don't have to suffer. So many individuals think that it's just part of being a woman. Well, if I showed you a way where you didn't have to suffer, wouldn't you take advantage of it?
So if you're having that menstrual irregularity, you're having cramps, you're getting the headaches before, some of my patients come in and they say they have to call in sick to work and they're actually on FMLA paperwork because 2 to 3 days before their period, they're absolutely miserable, Adam.
Ugh.
And they don't have to suffer from this. Come in, get a consultation done. I always give a show special, Adam, to my listeners. And this week, the code's going to be Get Healthy. Again, that code is Get Healthy. You can give my office a call at 702-731-1200. I'm going to discount our consultation because I'm really passionate about some of these conditions that people are experiencing out there, whether they're having, you know, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, even, you know, the things we've talked about estrogen dominance. If you're having some of them symptoms, come in and get a consultation done. It's going to be a $99 consultation.
That's great.
Where can you get that?
Not too many places out there. And one thing also to consider out there is how many of your listeners right now know someone in their family, may it be a grandmother, an aunt, or great-grandmother, who passed away due to breast cancer. Right now, 1 in 8 women out there right now who live to 80 are going to get breast cancer. And the major reason why that's happening is estrogen dominance. If you suffer from some sort of bloating, achiness, weepiness, a feeling of depression, sleeplessness during your cycle, especially if you don't have one bowel movement a day at least, please come in. Let's reduce those risks. Let's make those numbers a lot better than 1 out of 8.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about blood sugars, diabetes, and what you can take to help with that. I'm going to return with Adam Banning from Metagenics. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200, and the code is Get Healthy.
LowBook Sales can approve anybody for an auto loan, even with credit problems. LowBook says yes when others say no. Call 702-LOWBOOK or log on to LowBookSales.com and get approved today.
LowBookSales.com. Hey, what's up? It's Carlos Diaz from Carlos and Dana in the Morning here on KXNT, and I've got a big announcement. I have lost 20 pounds in the month of January alone thanks to Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's right. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, put me on a plan on January 1st. I've stuck to it, and I've lost 20 pounds in the month of January. Unbelievable. And I don't feel hungry. I feel great. If you want to lose weight, you've got to go to Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, 702-731-1200, or go to VitalityMedicalWellness.com. 20 pounds in 1 month. You can do it too, and you'll feel great because they tailor a nutritional program for you. Notice I didn't say diet. They don't want you to starve yourself. They want you to eat healthy and feel great at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. 20 pounds in 1 month? It can happen. I'm living proof. 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200.
Hello, Las Vegas. This is Dustin Nahar with Nova Home Loans and host of Real Estate Live here on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. 2014 has come and gone, so if you're still upside down in your home, have not refinanced into a lower rate, or are renting and should own a home, 2015 is your year to make something happen. So join me every Saturday from 11 to 2 to hear what's up with this crazy Las Vegas real estate market. And you can also call me right now at 800-LIVE. That's 702-800-5483.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm going to let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
CBS Monday on Scorpion. To crack this case, these geniuses will rely on each other.
Toby's in trouble.
Let's go.
Scorpion, CBS Monday.
A stone's throw, right around the corner, just down the street, close to home, a short drive away, right in the neighborhood. Yep, that's how close your local GEICO agent is. Just a hop, skip, and a jump. Why not stop by or call today?
Interact with us now at KXNT on Twitter. Or like us on Facebook. You'll be glad you did. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. The show code is Get Healthy. It's for a $99 consult to come in and get a consultation just on what you can do better, what you can do to become healthy, preventative health, and really prevent some of these medical problems that we've been talking about this morning. I'm here with Adam Banning from Metagenics, who brings a wealth of knowledge to this show this morning and has 22 years of experience in the industry. And welcome back, Adam. And we're going to talk a little bit about blood sugar this morning, hyperglycemia. It's really become an epidemic in America. People, when they come in, we do this wellness panel, and the amount of people that I see that are running just a little bit high on that blood sugar line,
yeah.
Maybe not to the pre-diabetic stage, maybe not to the diabetic stage, but the amount of inflammation that that little bit of hyperglycemia is causing and where people are leading, if they can come in and just get a screen and we can do something preventative to prevent this from happening, the incidence of diabetes is increasing dramatically in this country.
It's really crazy. And another thing, just to motivate folks out there as well, is when you end up getting higher amounts of blood sugar in your body, let's say you go out there and you hit the Twinkie or you hit the Dairy Queen, all right? Or you have a
hot chocolate
or a coffee.
Blueberry muffin.
There we go. When you have one of those things, the blood sugar goes up. Guess what happens? That sugar, when you have too much of it in your body, actually binds to the protein in your blood, known as albumin, and together they form a nasty combination known as AGEs, advanced glycated end products. Do you know why they call them AGEs? Is because it actually ages you from the inside out. And if you take a look at the average diabetic right now, their body ages 2 to 3 times faster than the average person. So if you really take a look at your blood sugar and go into the center there and really find out what your blood sugar is and you catch it before it gets too high and you have blood sugar issues, you not only can help in regards to preserving your overall wellness, but the way you look as well, anti-aging, and make sure you don't end up in that classification, which is the largest growing classification, which is metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes.
And we've talked about that on this show before. And Adam, I have to laugh a little bit this morning. I'm dropping my son off.
Yeah.
And you know what he tells me? He goes, Mom, I've been listening to you in this high fructose corn syrup. I'm now reading my labels. He's 9 years old. This kid's been brainwashed in my house. So we've talked a little bit, too, and I know we've picked on Mark a little bit in the past shows about his breakfast choices on the show, and we've had him come on and talk about his blueberry muffin and his hot chocolate in the morning. And really, the typical diet is usually in the morning is on the go, go, go. We're in a 24-hour town. People work all kinds of hours here, or they don't get up and they plan their meal times, and that is typically what will happen. You'll go through the nearest coffee shop, you'll grab a coffee, and they have all these appetizing, you know, muffins and pastries. And people think that, you know, okay, I'm going to eat that. It's better than eating nothing. But like you'd mentioned, it's kind of a double whammy out there.
Most definitely. I mean, first of all, this whole thing started with the concept of the fat-free craze. As soon as all of a sudden we took fat out of everything, what did we replace it with? We replaced it with carbohydrates, sugars, sweets. So all of a sudden, guess what happened? Diabetes, metabolic syndrome, which is sort of like pre-diabetes, went through the roof. And on top of that, guess what happens? When you go to all these great coffee shops, I'm not going to mention any names, any large brand names here, but when you go to these coffee shops and you have caffeine along with sugar, it actually triples that response that sugar has. It makes it 3 times worse than the response by itself of just sugar. So basically speaking, if you start out your day right now with what's known as a high glycemic intake, let's say you had yourself a muffin and a coffee, then guess what's going to happen? Your blood sugar is going to go up real high, and your body's going to say, I need insulin to be able to get that sugar out of my blood into my cells. So it's going to make a ton of insulin. Then guess what? Your blood sugar is going to go way down low, and you're going to end up craving bad stuff again. That yo-yo of up and down and up and down on the insulin and the blood sugar is going to make you crave a lot more calories than you need to. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to make sure you don't take the roller coaster ride? Recent studies have shown that by starting with a low glycemic index breakfast, we can actually have people on their own, without calorie counting, eat 40% less calories. Wouldn't that be great?
I don't think people realize that. They come in and they tell me, well, if I eat breakfast, I'm going to be starving at, you know, 10 or 11 and I feel like I'm eating more. Well, that's okay because your metabolism's running. You just got to eat the right food choices and it's going to benefit your blood sugar levels. You're going to lose weight. You're going to get rid of that belly fat. And your energy and concentration through the day is going to be dramatically improved. You're not going to have that afternoon crash at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you haven't eaten or started that day off and taking that body out of starvation mode from the nighttime. So when you go to sleep, you're already going into that starvation mode. And when you wake up in the morning, you got to pop it out of there or else you're going to be, like you said, consuming more calories. It's going to be craving because your blood sugars are actually dropping down. And it's so important that you make that breakfast choice in the morning and that you have at least something. And we have a great product that we've brought to the show before and talked about that helps control blood sugar, helps you feel full in the morning. I use it with a lot of my weight loss patients. If, you know, they don't have time in the morning, you can put this in a shaker, mix it with water. And we did some sample testing in my office this week. And I drink it in the morning, every morning when I'm on the go, because I don't have a lot of time in the morning. You know, like most people, you got to be on that go, you got to, you know, go drop your kids off, or you got to do this in the morning, you got to get to work, or you got to get here. And it's a quick fix. It's a healthy breakfast to have. It's a medical food, so you're not going to be going and getting a typical protein shake over the counter. It's going to have the nutrients and the amino acids that you need for an actual meal replacement, which we talked a little bit about in the beginning, and the difference between meal replacement and protein shakes.
Yeah, most definitely. It's very interesting that formula Ultra Glucose Control was actually studied with Metagenics along with the Joslin Diabetes Center, which is the center at Harvard University, along with researchers at Brandeis University. And what they were looking for was they were looking for a super breakfast. They were looking for ways to be able to also help diabetic patients as well. This super breakfast, if you were to just take a normal breakfast, a good quality breakfast, let's say a couple eggs and maybe some oatmeal, okay, a good quality breakfast, your blood sugar would go up a certain amount. It would go down about 90 minutes later. And then you'd have to eat something else. And we hope you'd eat something good. Otherwise, you'd go on a roller coaster up and down with blood sugar and insulin. Not good. That puts on body fat as well. What they did with this is they said, we want to come up with a breakfast that won't last 90 minutes, won't last 2 hours, that will last between 3 and 5 hours. Allow you to have this full satiety, this full feeling, keep your energy levels up for long periods of time to be the ultimate breakfast to allow individuals to lose weight, manage their blood sugar, and secondarily, very interestingly, the number one right reason why people wake up in the middle of the night is because they have a blood sugar crash. So if you start out your day the right way with something like Ultra Glucose Control, you're going to wake up in the middle of the night much less. All of this together has been very, very effective, and the research is showing it to be very helpful in keeping those blood sugar levels down and everything from individuals with slight blood sugar imbalances all the way to diabetes.
You know, we do have a little funny story. We had this famous Pepsi bottle that's been floating around the studio over here, and Mark can contest to this, and we brought in some samples of Ultra Glucose Control, and this Pepsi bottle had the lid. It's been here for a couple months. You can't break the seal off of it, and the Pepsi bottle's still here, but the Ultra Glucose Control is gone. And Mark, have you tried Ultra Glucose Control?
I don't think that I have, no.
Tastes like pancake mix.
Mm-hmm. But that Pepsi bottle is still hanging out. I think somebody's afraid to throw it away.
I've been picking on everybody about the Pepsi bottle and the high fructose corn syrup that's wrapped around there because it's been somebody's breakfast choice around here for a while. So I've convinced them. Somebody stole the Ultra Glucose Control in the studio, and I hope they enjoyed it because it was such a better choice than their Pepsi bottle.
I wonder if it's this one guy that works over there. I don't know.
We know who it is. We can't disclose names.
There you go.
And I have to work on Mark and his breakfast choices in the morning because, Mark, what are you drinking over there?
Some kind of coffee.
Has it got sugar in it?
Probably. Why would it not?
What did you eat for breakfast?
I'm not disclosing.
Just coffee in the morning. I'm going to work on Mark. So those of you that are following me, I'm going to bring in some Ultra Glucose Control next week. Mm-hmm. So we can talk about it on the air. Mm-hmm. The code is Get Healthy. Come over for a $99 consultation. You have till Friday at noon to get the code. Call the office. It's 702-731-1200. Again, the code is Get Healthy. You're going to get a $99 consult. You can come in and talk about some of the things we've talked about this morning and ways that we can provide you to help with wellness, help with preventative. Adam, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're going to be back.
I'll be back.
I've been negotiating with him to come back on every month with me and talk about some of the things that are out there because we could go on for hours on this show and really kind of surprise people of what's out there. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can follow me on social media. It's VitalityLV. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Again, the code for this week is Get Healthy. It's a $99 consult. Give my office a call. Again, that number is 702-731-1200.